Chapter 31. In the 5 or so years since I'd last seen the chairman, I'd read from time to time in the newspapers about the difficulties he'd suffered, not only his disagreements with the military government in the final years of the war, but his struggle since then to keep the occupation authorities from seizing his company. It wouldn't have surprised me if all these hardships had aged him a good deal. One photograph of him in the Yamimori newspaper showed a strained look around his eyes from worry, like the neighbor of Mr. Arashino's, who used to squint up at the sky so often watching for bombers. In any case, as the weekend neared, I had to remind myself that Nobu hadn't quite made up his mind that he would bring the chairman. I could do nothing but hope. On Saturday morning, I awakened early and slid back the paper screen over my window to find a cold rain falling against the glass. In the little alleyway below, a young maid was just climbing to her feet again after slipping on the icy cobblestones. It was a drab, miserable day, and I was afraid even to read my almanac. By noon, the temperature had dropped still further, and I could see my breath as I ate lunch in the reception room, with the sound of icy rain tapping against the window. Any number of parties that evening were canceled because the streets were too hazardous, and at nightfall, Auntie telephoned the Ichiriki to be sure Iwamura Electric's party was still on. The mistress told us the telephone lines to Osaka were down, and she couldn't be sure. So I bathed and dressed and walked over to the Ichiriki on the arm of Mr. Beku, who wore a pair of rubber overshoes he'd borrowed from his younger brother, a dresser in the Pontocho district. The Ichiriki was in chaos when I arrived. A water pipe had burst in the servants' quarters, and the maids were so busy I couldn't get the attention of a single one. I showed myself down the hallway to the room where I'd entertained Nobu and the minister the week before. I didn't really expect anyone to be there, considering that both Nobu and the chairman would probably be traveling all the way from Osaka, and even Mameha had been out of town and might very well have had trouble returning. Before sliding open the door, I knelt a moment with my eyes closed and one hand on my stomach to calm my nerves. All at once, it occurred to me that the hallway was much too quiet. I couldn't hear even a murmur from within the room. With a terrible feeling of disappointment, I realized the room must be empty. I was about to stand and leave when I decided to slide open the door just in case. And when I did, there, at the table, holding a magazine with both hands, sat the chairman, looking at me over the top of his reading glasses. I was so startled to see him, I couldn't even speak. Finally, I managed to say, "My goodness, Chairman, who has left you here all by yourself? The mistress will be very upset."